The title of this article is How Big Pharma is Exploiting the Mental Health Crisis at Our Cost. The subtitle is With Antidepressant Use on the Rise, Concerns Over Adverse Effects, Addiction and Pharma Influence. Grow. Discover the hidden truths behind antidepressants and explore safer, natural alternatives for mental well-being. This article was adapted from work done by ANH International. Read the original here. The rise of antidepressant use. According to the World Health Organization, mental health conditions affect over 450 million people worldwide, with depression and anxiety ranking among the most common. These conditions impact nearly 30% of adolescents and are leading causes of disability. Antidepressants ADD are the primary treatment for depression and anxiety, making up 75% of all prescriptions for these conditions. While their use was already increasing, the COVID-19 pandemic led to an even greater surge. Between January 2016 and December 2022, research shows a 66.3% increase in monthly antidepressant dispensing rates. Despite growing concerns over their safety, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRI, and serotonin and norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors, SNRI, such as citalopram, fluoxetine, sertraline, and mirtazapine continue to be widely prescribed across all age groups. This raises important questions about their long-term impact and whether a medication-first approach is truly the best strategy. The benefits and risks of antidepressants ADs have helped many people, especially those with severe depression and anxiety. However, their widespread use raises concerns about masking symptoms rather than addressing root causes. Additionally, adverse effects and long-term risks make it essential to explore alternative treatments. Common side effects include insomnia, weight gain, nausea, headaches, drowsiness, vomiting, and sexual dysfunction, which affects nearly half of all SSRI users. More severe effects include anxiety, agitation, hallucinations, and palpitations. In extreme cases, ADs have been linked to violent behavior and suicidal thoughts. A Swedish study found that SSRI increased violent crime rates by 43% among individuals aged 15-24. Other research also indicates an increased risk of suicide attempts, particularly among children and young adults. Alarmingly, these risks were known during clinical trials but were often concealed by pharmaceutical companies. For example, within the first 9 years of Prozac's release, the FDA received 39-000 complaints, yet evidence of violence and suicide risks was downplayed. Another major concern is the addictive nature of ADs. SSRI creates significant physiological dependence, often after just weeks of use. Many users experience severe withdrawal symptoms like anxiety, dizziness, and cognitive impairment when they attempt to stop. Despite growing evidence of these risks, regulatory oversight remains weak, and discussions about the dangers of ADs continue to be suppressed. This raises ethical concerns about the pharmaceutical industry's influence on psychiatric treatment. How antidepressants became the default treatment despite growing evidence that alternative treatments such as psychotherapy, dietary changes, social prescribing, and physical activity can be more effective and safer. These options are often overlooked in favor of medication. Pharmaceutical companies have ensured that antidepressants remain the go-to treatment through selective publishing practices, financial ties to psychiatrists, and media influence. Studies have exposed how negative findings such as increased suicide risks are suppressed to create a misleading picture of antidepressant safety. Over half, 55.7% of EUWS, psychiatrists receive payments from drug manufacturers, with the top 2.8% receiving 82.6% of total payments. These financial ties create a biased system where industry-backed prescriptions take priority over more effective alternatives. Beyond influencing doctors and researchers, pharmaceutical companies also shape public opinion through media control and direct-to-consumer advertising. In the U.S., negative press about antidepressant dangers is often suppressed, keeping concerns about dependency, withdrawal, and long-term harm out of the public conversation. Boost your mood naturally. The over-reliance on ADs highlights a pharmaceutical industry driven by profit over comprehensive mental health care. While helpful for some, ADs are not a one-size-fits-all solution. Instead, integrating medical, social, and lifestyle-based interventions can provide more effective long-term solutions. Here are some natural ways to boost your mental well-being. 1. Eat a nutrient-rich diet. Gut health is intimately linked to mood. A diet high in whole foods and low in ultra-processed, high-sugar foods can significantly reduce symptoms of depression. 2. Limit screen time. Excessive screen use affects mental health. Spending time outdoors can have significant psychological benefits. 3. Stay social. Direct human interaction is essential for mental well-being. 4. Spend time in nature. Exposure to natural environments improves mood and immune function. 5. Stay active. Physical activity, whether walking, cycling, or gardening, can greatly improve mood. 6. Prioritize sleep. Avoid screens before bedtime to maintain healthy sleep habits. 7. Use herbal remedies. Supplements like ashwagandha, rhodiola, and chamomile can help alleviate anxiety and depression. 8. Reconnect with old friends. Social bonds are crucial for mental health. 9. Practice meditation. Even a few minutes of quiet time can help clear the mind. 10. Consider homeopathy. Homeopathic remedies address mental and emotional well-being without the side effects of ADs. Medical disclaimer. This content is for informational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the guidance of a qualified healthcare provider regarding any medical condition or treatment. A shift toward long-term science-based solutions is crucial. Genuine progress requires independent psychiatric research and holistic approaches that prioritize well-being over corporate interests.